Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6, and welcome back to Winter Park. We have returned from Mankato, and we're ready to answer your questions. Let's get to the first one. It comes from Charles in Bluffton, South Carolina. The first team offense seemed rattled against Buffalo's blitzing defense. Is there now reason for concern? I think there are things about which to be concerned coming off of that Buffalo game, but from a general standpoint, I'm not concerned about the Vikings offense. We have to remember a couple of things coming off the Buffalo game. A, Adrian Peterson wasn't playing, and defenses are going to play the Vikings differently when Adrian's in the game. That's going to happen this week in San Francisco. Christian Ponder in the passing game should get better looks. But B, Buffalo did bring a bunch of blitzes, and teams don't prepare for that in the preseason. So I'm sure there were some things that caught the Vikings a little bit off guard. I wouldn't be concerned about the offense long term, but we still want to see some improvements on Sunday night. Our next question comes from Alex in Austin. Leslie says Adrian will play on Sunday night. With injury being a possibility, do you support this decision? Why not rest him to avoid injury? Here's the thing with players playing in the preseason, stars playing in the preseason. Football players like to play football, and they have to get ready for the regular season. So while you want to avoid injuries as much as you can in the preseason, you also need to get ready for the regular season. I think it's important for Adrian and the rest of the starters to play together so they can get their rhythm and their timing down. And I also think it's important for Adrian to play in this game because Ponder and the passing game are going to get a more realistic look at how defenses will play them in the regular season. And I'd like those guys to practice against that in this third preseason game. Our next question comes from Twitter. At Nate569 asks, how is Desmond Bishop looking? Surely he will make our roster. I think Desmond will make the roster. He's actually looked a lot better the last couple of weeks, and he looked really good on Friday night in Buffalo. He came in the third quarter and made a couple of really nice plays. I think Desmond looks really good. I don't know if he's going to end up being a starter right away for us during the season. Marvin Mitchell is running with the ones right now, but Desmond has looked better, and I think he's a great addition to our team. Our next question comes from Michael. Is Bobby Felder going to compete for a spot in the starting lineup? I saw him play against the Bills, and I thought he played well. I thought Bobby played really well, too. He had 6 tackles on defense, which was second on the team. He downed 2 punts inside the 5, and he did really well returning kicks. He had a 37-yard punt return. So he looked pretty explosive, and when a guy can do that many things for your team, he has a great chance to make the roster. Bobby has been kind of a bubble guy all the offseason, but I think he's had a great training camp and a really good preseason. I like his chances of making the roster. I don't know he'll challenge for a starting spot because we have Xavier Rhodes and Chris Cook and Josh Robinson, but Bobby Felder is making a strong case to be on the roster when the Vikings decide on their 53 guys. Our next question comes from Twitter. Who has the bigger year at cornerback, Xavier Rhodes or Chris Cook? That's a good question. Both guys are going to play a lot, I think, but I will say Xavier Rhodes, and here's why. Chris Cook is a veteran. Xavier is obviously a rookie. I think opposing offensive coordinators and opposing quarterbacks are going to want to test Rhodes, the rookie, to see if he's got what it takes to play in the NFL. So look for Rhodes to get more opportunities to make plays in the passing game because he's a rookie. Our last question also comes from Twitter, at Vikings Clutch asks, how much will the starters play this Sunday against the 49ers? We don't know that for sure, but Leslie Frazier has indicated they'll play all of the first half and maybe into the third quarter. Here's why it's important. I think at least some of them play into the third quarter. There's something to be said for practicing going into halftime, making adjustments, coming out of halftime into the third quarter, and executing on the adjustments that you make at halftime. So I think it would be good practice for some of those starters to come back out there and start the third quarter, then get out of the game. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be back next week before the Vikings' final preseason game. That's at home against the Tennessee Titans on Thursday. So don't forget, submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and maybe we'll see you in next week's edition of the Pick 6.